Now, here's a tough question for a young man facing his military service for the first time. What do you think brings a man through his military career with colors flying? What helps him face the toughest going? You know there's only one answer. Training. It's an old military saying proved time and time again that the men who come through in the clutches are the men who've trained for it. Now, how do you get that kind of training? Well, there's no better way and no better time than in your hometown National Guard unit and right now. The Guard offers this training at home and in 2 weeks of summer camp each year with pay. It may even mean an officer's commission. Ask for the details at your armory and prepare now to keep your guard up.
This is Billy May. That song in the background is one of my special favorites. I hope you boys and girls enjoy dancing to it as much as we like playing Tenderly.
Beautifully done, Billy. Well, as long as you boys and girls are in a soft lights and sweet music mood, this is a perfect time to introduce our National Guard Singing Star of the Month. You heard her on Capitol Records just as you have Billy May, and she's here with us in person, the very lovely Miss Margaret White.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Maggie, that sentimental feeling seems to be all around us, so how about a song from you to go with it?
Well, here's one that's been around a little while and just seems to grow sweeter as time goes by. Has a real pretty title, too. Moonlight in Vermont.
Telegraph cables, they hum down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely
and I and moonlight in
Napoleon, who knew good soldiers when he saw them, used to say, every soldier carries in his knapsack the baton of a field marshal. In this country, we say it differently, but it means the same thing. We say any man with ability can get to the top. Your National Guard, for example, could paraphrase the remark of Napoleon to read, every guardsman has in his armory locker the stars of a general. It would be true, too. Hundreds of National Guardsmen in the Guard's long and proud history have risen from the ranks of the recruit and the private to become generals in our army. Some of them got all of their military training in the Guard without ever going to a military school of any kind. They got it the permanent way, through practical and down-to-earth learning in weekly drill sessions at summer camp and on active service. Your hometown unit of your National Guard is the open door to any military career you have the ability to make for yourself. In your locker, in your hometown Guard armory, there may well be a general stars. And now here's one of those fine Billy May originals with one of those unusual titles Billy gives them. This one, The Fat Man Boogie.
Going to town with you, but now it's time to go. So this is Billy May, your National Guard Band of the Month.
And Margaret Whiting, your National Guard Singing Star of the Month, saying,
So long. We'll see you next week.
And this is Martin Block, speaking for your hometown National Guard, saying so long to you and you, and especially to you. See you next week, same time, same station.
The National Guard is ready. Oh! on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here is your announcer with the address of the National Guard headquarters for your hometown.